Next door, India has held its first elections since the attacks in Mumbai. The BBC's Tinku Ray has been reporting on the results from New Delhi, India. Very briefly, Tinku, we have seen an awful lot of anger directed at the Indian government for not preventing the siege in Mumbai, for not protecting its own people, and for not ending the attacks swiftly enough. Is it possible to decipher right now whether that anger among voters came through in the way they voted?
Well, let's just remind listeners very quickly, Lisa, what that anger was about. Of course, a siege on Mumbai, one of the major cities in India, just ended last week. A bunch of gunmen held the city to hostage. It held two hotels, major hotels, and a lot of people died. And this, of course, came after a string of terror attacks across the country here in India. But it hasn't really reflected in the results that are coming through today. These were state elections. Let's not forget, they were local elections, not a general election. So I think what's happened is a lot of people were really voting on what they think were their local issues. They weren't really voting on the bigger issues, which were terror or the economy. They were looking at what was affecting them in their day-to-day lives. But I think another interesting factor here is the opposition really took hold of the issue of terror, especially after Mumbai, and politicized it. They took out full-page ads in newspapers talking about how the Congress Party, which is the party in the central government right now, the federal government, and how the Congress Party is not doing anything to protect the people here on the streets. And I think that turned people off. People were revolted by the politicizing of terrorism and terror. And I think they really wanted to see all the parties come together, join hands to fight an issue that really is affecting everybody.
One other question, though, Tinku. If the ruling Congress party has scored these unexpected wins, what is the knock-on effect for India's relations with Washington?
I think it's in Washington's interest to see a stable government here in India. After all, it's the government that they're talking to right now. They're negotiating between India and Pakistan so that war doesn't break out between the two countries. If a whole new set of politicians come in, a whole new set of leaders, I think that would really not help Washington. So I think they would see this as a positive thing.
The BBC's Tinku Ray in New Delhi, India, covering the election there. When will the final results be known, Tinku?
Well, the final results for these state elections, Lisa, of course, will be early tomorrow morning. But one election, one crucial election that's still going on and we won't know the results of until the end of the year is in the thorny state of Kashmir, which is, of course, that disputed territory up there. And that'll be a big signal as to how many people actually come out and vote, because, of course, the separatists in Kashmir would like to see nobody going out and legitimizing Indian control in Kashmir.
All right. Thank you very much again, Tinku.
You're welcome, Lisa.